For most students, high school is a four-year experience, but for students with significant developmental disabilities, high school can last as long as 8 years. Federal law allows students with disabilities to stay in the K-12 education system until age 22. One high school in New Orleans has turned the second half of that long high school career into life skills classes and job training. WWNO's Jess Clark reports.
Iced coffee.
Monica Nguyen takes coffee orders and chats with customers at Toasties. It's a coffee shop in the concession stand next to the gym at Carver High School where students are playing basketball. Nguyen's job at Toasties isn't just part-time work she has to make extra money. This is actually part of her education. Nguyen is a 20-year-old student at Opportunities Academy, a program run by the charter school network Collegiate Academies. The program serves students up to age 22 who have moderate or significant developmental disabilities with a focus on getting them ready for life after they leave the K-12 system. Nguyen and her classmates also take classes on life skills, like how to plan a bus route, shop for groceries, how to cook, or who to ask for help when you're lost.
All of those small skills we must teach.
James Lukens is the program director at Opportunities Academy. He says making progress on job and life skills is really important for students like Nguyen, who have just a couple years left before they're no longer eligible to stay in the K-12 system.
Take a student who finishes their high school experience at 22. They're on their own. There's no one to help them. Their family might be working all the time and not be able to provide the support there. And so there's where I see the urgency. It's like, if we don't provide this, they will not have a job. They will not have something that's meaningful and that they're interested in to do after graduation.
Or an even scarier possibility, they could end up in an institution. Disability rights advocates say Louisiana institutionalizes far more people than it should because the state doesn't provide enough funding for programs that help adults with disabilities live independently.
Thanks, Carlina.
Behind Nguyen in the kitchen at Toasties, 19-year-old Carlina Dyson grinds the coffee beans to just the right consistency for pour-overs or French press. This is Dyson's first year in Opportunities Academy. She says she enjoys working at Toasties.
My favorite part is helping people and doing hot drinks.
Did you like learning to do the cash register?
Yeah, Monica teaches me to do it, so it's really easy to do that one.
Being a cashier wasn't always easy for Dyson. Her job coach, Michonne Bazile, says she's seen her make a lot of progress in just a few months.
At the beginning of the school year, Carlina was very shy. She didn't like to like talk to the customers too much or take orders, but now she's been one to like just push herself out there, put herself on the front end, take the lead and work the register and like communicate with the customers.
Opportunities Academy is a fairly young program with just 6 graduates who face a wide range of disabilities. So it's hard to say how much of an impact the program is making at this point. But Lukin says whether graduates end up with a part-time job or better independent living skills, he believes they have a better shot at staying out of a facility and in the community. For WWNO, I'm Jess Clark.
WWNO's education reporting is made possible with support from Entergy Corporation.